You're listening to Blast Processing, the official podcast of all things video gaming, gadget, and gear related on DVDverdict.com. This week, Steve plays Beyond Two Souls, John plays some new Sonic game, and Kev is still busy playing with his World of Warcraft cards. Hello, you are listening to Blast Processing, the official podcast of all things video gaming,
gadget,
and gear related on DVDverdict.com.
Bitches.
Who?
The people who are listening.
Oh, no, they're not. They're lovely people. We're very glad to have them.
The official podcast of bitches.
Bitches, please. You are listening to the podcast of bitches. Please. Keep listening.
I don't think this is our best intro we've done.
Certainly not our worst.
No.
No. We are once again Blast Processing. We are once again coming at you not live. But hey, it's only been, what, a week since our last episode?
That is a record.
Woo!
Congratulations, guys.
Somebody start singing Celebration. On second thought, don't. don't do that. That would be bad.
Have a Twinkie. You earned it.
I'm going to take back some of the things I said about you.
Video games, right?
What?
Video games.
Is that what we're doing?
We are doing video games. Let's talk about them.
Okay.
What's been happening? What's going on?
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. But we'll get to that. First, I think Mr. Mercer has something he wants to talk about, don't you, John?
Yeah, I reviewed something truly terrible this week.
I love when John reviews something terrible.
Usually means I take out the Nintendo 3DS.
I feel like he always does.
Well, that's because Steve always jumps on all the blockbuster stuff. You know, he gets Batman, he gets Skyrim, he grabs all the cool stuff, and I'm left to carry the torch.
Well, what do I do?
Match striking simulators.
You're never gonna. Eventually, you guys are gonna play Inferno, and you're gonna love it.
Shovelware, bitch.
Who says I didn't play Inferno?
I do.
You'd be correct.
So, yeah, let's just get this right off. I got to get this off my chest. Okay, Sonic the Hedgehog 2006, Sonic Unleashed, Sonic Colors, Sonic Generation, Secret Rings, Black Knights, Episodes, Werehogs, and Wisps. For 7 years, I've been talking about the pitiful decline of Sonic the Hedgehog. One time Sega's beloved mascot and franchise player, who was focus tested and designed to stand toe-to-toe with Super Mario and dare him to take a shot. Each and every time, I swear it's going to be my last, because I don't even like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Never did.
And I have no more desire to hold on any memories of a series that's been so painfully exposed. With Sonic Lost World, or as I'm calling it, Sonic Lost Cause, the new Nintendo exclusive title for the Wii U and 3DS, I've got a revised game plan. I'm going to take a required, albeit brief, look at the two games, the Wii U version and the 3DS version, and then I'm going to lay out the measure that I believe Sega not should take, must take, to restore any bit of luster to a franchise that nowadays only exists by holding on to a thin thread of parental ignorance and blind nostalgia. Now, on the surface, Sonic Lost World looks to be a bright and tightly designed platformer. The level layouts have immediate shout-outs to Nintendo's brilliant Super Mario Galaxy. It's visually accomplished. I'd actually go so far as to call it the prettiest game I've yet seen on the Wii U. And it's definitely in the upper echelon of, graphically speaking, on the 3DS. The story is a nice switch from the tired emo Dragon Ball Z retread Sonic Team have been mired in since 2001. And basically, Sonic and Dr. Robotnik are forced to team up when the bad guys from Space Jam show up and start wrecking shit.
Space Jam.
wasn't there at some point a Sonic or something with a gat?
I worked at EB when that game came out. I remember that was horrible.
The Sonic with the gat.
Yeah. No, but it was the Black Sonic. What's his name?
Oh, of course they give the Black Sonic the gat.
He collects fried chicken.
Oh my god. Anyway, sorry.
The controls have even...
I'm laughing. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
What?
Never mind. Continue.
Pressing on.
The controls even paint an illusion of having been refined, with Sonic having been slowed down quite a bit, but able to call upon great bursts of speed with the touch of a button. However, outside of the graphical prowess, it's all just so much smoke and mirrors. And what ultimately sinks Lost World is what I believe has been the core problem with the Sonic franchise since 1991. Bankrupt level design and hobbled controls, which only get worse in 3D. It may look like Super Mario Galaxy with all the spherical and cylindrical planetoids, but there's more design talent in one standalone member of Mario's design team than has been present in the entirety of Sonic Team for their 20-year-plus existence. The portable developer Dimps fare mildly better on the 3DS due to controlled learning of new skills and less reliance on bottomless pits for challenges. Somebody needs to send a memo to, see if I'm pronouncing this guy's name right, Takashi Iizuka, reminding him that he doesn't have to construct all
I went to school with him.
Yeah? Well, yeah. Tell him that he doesn't need to design all of his levels to exist in the stratosphere. Controlling Sonic remains an unnecessary challenge. He may be able to run at walls now, removing the dead stop problem that's plagued the series since the Dreamcast, but he still moves really greasily, and his jumping is just fucked up. He floats slowly upwards, and when he reaches the apex of his jump, he just drops like a ton of scrap. By the end of the first level, the first act of the first zone, I was ready to pull the cartridge out of the 3DS and toss the disc from the Wii U. The new moves, new powers, new villains add up to little more than confusing button mashing at slippery high speed, spamming gimmicky vehicle sections with finicky controls, and rehashed, uninspired boss fights that repeat to the point of boredom. How can a developer have been with a series for more than two decades and still fail so utterly at the two core concepts of a decent platformer? Every single time a new Sonic game is announced, there's a frenzy, albeit a softly declining frenzy, with each consecutive game this generation, of media reports and developer interviews and demo footage that promise how everything is different, how Sonic Team are going back to basics. And there's no real easy way to say this. Hammers are blunt and have a single purpose. Sonic Team are the problem. They've been weaned on a franchise that was successful because it was the only alternative to Super Mario in a two-player fight. Once the playing field opened up and platformers began to evolve and more developers jumped in, Sonic Team were exposed. I understand the enjoyment of you taking from controlling something that goes ridiculously fast. Speed is a thrill. On a design level, however, the Sonic titles have never been on the same level as their contemporaries in the Mario family. Nowadays, there's a swelling number of game studios who are doing it all better. I still think Sonic's a marketable franchise that sells well, despite a decade of disarray. If Sega were looking for a solution, they'd scuttle Sonic Team. They and Dimps have had their shot, and they've blown it repeatedly. The Sega's got a wonderful working relationship with Platinum Games. Try setting them up for a full franchise reboot. Nintendo obviously want Sonic games on their systems. They've had both Colors and Lost World as Wii U, and 3DS exclusives. Maybe Retro Studios can work some magic. Hell, they could even take the Nordic Games approach and openly invite developers to put together a package showing how they could develop the next title. But going back to the same developer and trying the same tactics with a different small gimmick each time and expecting their fortunes to change isn't just bad game design, it's the definition of fucking insanity. This is a... I was never a fan of the franchise.
No. I make no secret of my distaste for Sonic.
And I'm not gonna... It's not hatred. It's just I've always found it's one brilliantly designed opening level, and they blow their load right there.
I don't even think it's that. I think it's I mean, you said it in your little review, you know, a focus-tested character.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a designed-by-committee mascot. Without any real character. You know, it's like, oh, let's give him tennis shoes and make him a blue porcupine because porcupines are cool and he can move really fast. Okay, and now let's call him Sonic because he's fast. Okay.
Blue looks fast.
Yeah, so what else?
Loop-de-loops!
You know, like, there's never been anything to that franchise. I'll never, ever understand the love that it gets. I mean, it's not like something like Mega Man or Castlevania or Contra where, you know, you had those diehard fans who've been playing them since the beginning, but the
And the games, when you go back to it, were legitimately enjoyable.
Yeah, like, Sonic's never been a good game. The only claim to fame that Sonic has was all the counterculture contrarians had something to play on their system because they didn't own a Nintendo.
Well, I was looking back at it. The original game sold 15 million copies. I wonder how many of those 15 million were the ones that were attached to
the Genesis. The system itself. I mean, it was a system seller. But the thing was, I mean, you know, the other side of that coin is, of course, it was a system seller before the Super Nintendo existed.
Yeah.
You know, it was their, the last shot that they had really against Nintendo outside of, hey, look, we got Blood and Gore in our game, kiddies. You know, like, it's lame.
Yeah.
It's always been lame from day one.
The point I'm trying to make is that it does still sell well.
It does, and I don't understand why.
Well, no, I think it sells well because, of, like I said, a combination of parental ignorance. Parents, you know, your kids don't know good games. A lot of times they don't.
Kids don't know shit.
I just watched your daughter sit down here for an hour with Kevin playing Minecraft.
And it was awesome.
But, no, and, like, parents don't generally know good games. And again, there's a lot of blind nostalgia.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that's, and I mean, eventually that stuff runs out. And I've just watched ever since, Adventure for the Dreamcast is really when the, stuff started to go tits up.
Yeah. And even before that, man, like, I mean, from the get go, the Emperor had no clothes.
Yeah. But now, like, it's so exposed now, but they keep going back to those same development teams.
And it's Sonic, like, Sega fans in general, you know, like, they depress me even more than Nintendo fans. It's, how many times can you go back to that same well and just rehash, and how many times are they going to sit there and just take it? You know, you used the analogy years ago on an old episode about Nintendo fans being, like, battered housewives. And Sonic fans are even worse. You know, Sonic fans are just...
Don't continue that metaphor because it'll be worse.
No, they're like the kids that wake up sleepwalking in the middle of the night and walk into a wall over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's but like that's what frustrates it so much about me is that it's a marketable concept, and I think if Sega had Brain 1 in their head, especially with you know for whatever reason Platinum Game they. Usually publish platinum games and stuff, right?
Okay, let me stop you. Yeah. Let me put the brakes on. When was the last time you saw a Bubsy game?
I'd never paid attention to Bubsy.
Should have been the last time we saw a Sonic game as well. Yeah. Sonic is a shitty character. It's a shitty franchise. Its fans are stupid. And we should never, ever, ever have to deal with Sonic the Hedgehog again, ever, period, full stop. Because he's fucking lame.
I can't wait to say this about Assassin's Creed in a couple of weeks.
I like the first two games.
Do you like the first two levels of the first two games?
I don't remember. I just remember liking
them. See? Here we go.
There you go, Sonic.
Lame.
Yeah, that's terrible. Enough. That's enough about Sonic. No, yeah. My God. For a game that's shitty, we spend an awful lot of time talking about it.
Because it's inexplicably popular.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's popular because it's not Mario.
And, and I mean, of course, you know, Steve is going to be reviewing something awesome this week. Or
Am
next
I?
Week.
Am I?
Probably are. But okay. He's going to be reviewing something awesome in the next couple of weeks. He's getting a PS4. I'm not. I don't even get my Batman until Christmas. And it falls on me to review the
It does. It's your cross the bear.
It is.
As a public servant person in the media.
Okay, so you don't talk to me about Rock and Roll Man, because I'm out there, and I'm on the streets, and I'm living it. I am Rock and Roll.
I don't know if I am getting a PS4. It's kind of right now it's a situation where I may have to buy winter tires instead of a PS4.
Oh, don't kill the dream for us, Steve. Forget the winter tires.
My family doesn't need to be safe.
No, they don't need that.
A couple of years ago, you picked Elizabeth and I up when we lived in the apartment to come out to a New Year's Eve party with no winter tires. Nearly killed the three of us, but we were all okay. I believe a few days after that, you ended up in a ditch on the side of the road outside the Goulds.
I don't remember that.
With no winter coat on or anything, because it was supposed to be a 5-minute drive. And
oh, no, I wasn't in a ditch. I was just in a snowbank on the side of the road.
Yeah.
That's better.
And I actually had winter tires then.
See? So and winter tires, not winter tires, it's all the same, right?
You know what he didn't have then? A PS4, because if he had the PS4, he wouldn't have even been outside anyway.
That's right. Well, I went outside to help somebody who had broken down.
Oh.
I'm depressed now talking about winter tires and Sonic. Let's move on to something better.
News! It's time for the news.
Oh, God.
John and I had talked about how we were going to stop you this week, but you just didn't give us a chance, did you? Did not give us a chance.
Ah.
We lose listeners every time he does it.
No, we don't.
Every time he does it.
Lies. Yeah. Lies and slander. Our producer just gave us like the raised fists in of triumph when I did it. So
I don't use our producer as a measuring stick of what's cool.
You should.
He's gonna cut my mic now.
He controls the transmission.
There it goes. He
controls the vertical. He controls the horizontal.
What's been happening in the news, Steve?
All right, we're gonna kick things off with something we haven't done in a while.
Ooh.
Read the news.
The Roomerang.
Oh, throw the
Roomerang. Oh, I'm really interested in this. Oh, my eye.
It's supposed to come back.
Oh, it didn't.
It's supposed to hit you in the ass, though, on the eye. That's because Kevin's short.
Sony has announced this big launch event for the PlayStation 4. It's going to be airing live on Spike TV on November 14th. New games.
I love when Spike TV does video game events. You'll be there this year. We'll be watching it.
New games are expected to be announced at this PS4 launch event. It's to be broadcast on Spike TV. They don't have any titles or anything like this. You know, they haven't said anything. However, one name did pop up. The source for this rumor is the same guy who broke several big stories from like the last year in gaming. No idea where he comes from. They say his source, he's like a video game journalist or something like that, but of course he does it all very anonymously. The title that crossed his desk is Demon's Souls 2.
Wait a second. I thought I was supposed to be interested in this. Is this a different Roomerang? Is there two Roomerangs?
There's two Roomerangs.
Oh, well, this is the one.
You just stole my thunder, bitch!
I'm sorry. This is the one I'm not interested in.
I thought you loved Demon's Souls.
Yeah, but I'm still playing that very first one that's, I can, you know. Anyway, I'm not a hardcore fan.
I have to say, I have my doubts.
Our studio audience is killing us.
Oh, he's playing Sonic CD on his Android phone. Oh.
Yeah, play that Sonic CD.
get in there, boy.
I do have my doubts. It seems to me like, you know, this guy, he's a legitimate source, and he's hit the nail on the head several times in the past year. This one, I think, is too far.
Yeah.
And even he seems kind of unsure.
Right.
But
aren't From Software still connected to Dark Souls?
Dark Souls is its own thing.
I don't give a shit what anyone says. Those games are the same series.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
They play exactly the same, man.
Yeah, they do. They do. They really, really do. But
and they're both depressing and deal with souls and
awesome.
And awesome, yes.
Incredibly
but
awesome.
Like I honestly thought originally it was going to be something like Dead Souls. Wasn't it? That was a song from the Crow soundtrack.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be called like Dead Souls, and there was the rumor at the time that Soul Sacrifice was actually the next Souls game, right?
Yeah.
I was kind of sad they went with Dark Souls 2 instead of a...
Another, yeah. I kind of was too.
That would have been cool.
And like, it kind of splinters things off. Like, it definitely separates the two.
Yeah.
If we see, you know, Dark Souls 2 is coming out next March, and then we have a Demon's Souls 2 as well.
Oh, really?
So that kind of carves a clear divide.
It does, very much.
But, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Well, that's cool.
Well, I mean, I more than looking forward to it. If it's a Demon's Souls 2, fuck, on PlayStation 4, hell yeah.
Gotta get back some health.
Well, let's stay on the Roomerang train, since I kind of ruined the fact that there was a second one already. And this is one I'm kind of interested in, and I didn't know about this until you showed it to me, Steve.
Oh.
So, Blizzard has trademarked Warlords of Draenor, leading many to believe this will be the title of the next World of Warcraft expansion pack. It could just be something Hearthstone-related, who knows. Should we even be bothering with yet another WoW expansion? Perhaps it's time for a generational shift. Or does the venerable beast that is World of Warcraft still have some life in its old bones yet? And I say, yes, it does. Oh my goodness, yes, it does. Although, I kind of hope it's something for Hearthstone, because I've been playing a lot of that game lately.
I as much as I'd like to see a paradigm shift, I'd like to see Blizzard do something new with World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see next gen... I mean, the game is, what, 9 years old now?
Yeah.
I'd like to see him move on. I think it's about time for, you know, WoW's EverQuest 2 phase.
Right.
You know, something more next-gen-ish.
Right.
But that said, you know, and actually another reason I think that is they really have splintered the audience a lot with Cataclysm and then Mists of Pandaria. Like, a lot of the old people have kind of jumped ship.
Right.
And their subscriber base is basically split in half now compared to what it was before Cataclysm.
Mm-hmm.
I'd kind of like to see a fresh start. I'd kind of like to see a clean slate.
Yeah, I would like that. I'd like to see a graphical update, you know, but with the same art style.
Oh, because, I mean, that's what makes it Warcraft.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. For sure. It's not going to be anything Hearthstone related because they're still in closed beta.
Yeah. You know? Apparently, we're going to learn more at BlizzCon, which is, what, 2 weeks from now?
Oh, okay. I'm also expecting Hearthstone to go out of closed beta at BlizzCon.
Oh.
I'm expecting that. That's a rumor that I'm starting.
Yeah.
That they're going to announce that coming out.
Don't throw rumor rings, Kevin.
Why?
Don't throw rumor rings.
Don't go chasing rumor rings.
The transformation, mutation, transmutation of Epic Games continues. Developer People Can Fly is now Epic Games Poland. And they've apparently been handed the keys to Fortnite, the tower defense game built on next-gen Unreal Tech for PC. With everyone worth talking about from a creative aspect having jumped ship and now Fortnite being chucked off, it looks like Epic may be realigning completely to be a provider/supporter of middleware, or more specifically, Unreal Engine 4. Kind of sad to see that, honest.
I agree. I mean, you know, they went from being a real... Like, well, Gears of War put them on the map in a huge way.
Yeah.
You know, Gears of War was, I mean, if there was anything that was a poster child for last gen early on, it was Gears of War. And, I mean, that game, even the first one, which came out in 2006, still holds up really freaking well.
Yeah.
I think they need to do in a situation like this is, if you're going to be just a supporter of middleware, then make a company and just call it Unreal Tech.
Yeah, and like what really saddens me is, like, you know, Mike Capps is gone.
Yeah.
Cliff Bleszinski is gone.
And wasn't Fortnite Cliffy B's baby?
Yeah, he announced it and everything. And
I remember the announcement at the Games Awards. We were just like, what?
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah. Okay. But, you know, like, all of the creative minds there are gone. So it's kind of, I mean, there's definitely a pedigree there because it was... not Todd Holland said, I can't remember the guy's name. The guy, he left Epic anyway. He was the other big name behind Gears of War.
Yeah.
And he was the guy who helped Irrational get BioShock Infinite in shape. He joined Irrational and basically corralled in all the developers and Ken Levine and took over as producer.
Which was what was nothing more than a house of ideas and gave him a workhorse.
He polished it into a game, you know, and the end result of BioShock Infinite, a lot of people say he's directly responsible for how that game came together, you know?
Yeah.
And, that's a prime... If this guy here, you know, who...
I can honestly see that.
Yeah, he put Epic on the map in terms of games, you know, and it's just, it's kind of sad that they've become such a shell of what they were, even, you know, 5 years ago.
Well, I mean, they had basically become the... you know, the next Bungie for Microsoft, right? They were the providers of at least every year, every 2 years, a surefire hit, something you could only have on Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is something that Microsoft needs desperately.
Speaking of next gen and all that fun stuff, Bungie, who I love. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I'll play anything they do.
Yeah, they're all right to throw rocks at.
Yeah, they're good to throw rocks at. I'll remember that the next time we get a 4-player Halo 100-inch screen deathmatch night.
Oh, it's on.
Don't give Kevin a controller, boy. He don't like Halo.
He don't like that Bungie.
I love Halo. Come on. Who doesn't?
Bungie is looking to get 1 million players into the upcoming beta of Destiny. They've been publishing beta codes on Facebook all week.
Right.
And I've been sitting there with, like, the code reclamation window open and the Facebook page waiting for a Destiny update. And literally within 30 seconds, all 10 codes that they post, gone.
Wow.
Like, in the time it takes me to cut and paste the line, redeemed. It's insane. It's absolutely... Last time I even tried starting from the bottom of the list instead of the top. And it just did not work. It was ridiculous.
What you need to do is come up with a weird, like, cryptological system, and... you got to grab something... Like, from the middle of the middle, in between the middle and the bottom.
Yeah. Instead of a macro with your mouse so it, like, highlights everything, like it's really fast.
Yeah. You know? But anyway, they've been giving out beta codes like crazy. They're giving out beta codes to anybody who pre-orders the game. They're trying to get 1 million players into the beta before it launches. They want to throw as many players as they can at the servers in the beta, which I believe kicks off in early February next year. The game is set for release in April. They describe the players as waves. They want the players, like a wave of players, to just crash against those servers. and they figure it'll iron out kinks for launch.
Right.
And I actually think it's a pretty brilliant plan. Get as many people as you can on the go early. And, I mean, you know, recently we've had a lot of big online games. We had Grand Theft Auto Online, had some massive server problems.
Final Fantasy XIV,
Realm Reborn. Right. I mean, they had no estimation whatsoever of the crowd that was going to try to get into that game. I think it's really smart on Bungie's part, you know, because how many times do you see the launch of an online game soured because of server issues?
And also shows Bungie know where their bread and butter is, right?
Yeah, and you know, it shows forethought.
Yeah.
It does. It definitely shows forethought.
Well, I mean, these guys are, to me anyway, the father of the modern console multiplayer.
Yeah.
See? That's very, very smart.
Their design, too, man. Like, I mean, the way Bungie designs their gameplay and stuff, and that, like, another little bit of Destiny stuff that came out this week, that Destiny originally started life as a medieval game. Entirely medieval, set in a white-walled castle that was, like, a stronghold where all the players set out from. And, you know, it's just...
Jesus, am I glad they switched gears.
Yeah, Bungie just kind of said, you know what, sci-fi is our thing. You know, they kind of... Early on, they just said, you know, sci-fi is really our thing. But we want to keep some of those fantastical elements in there, and the end result was Destiny. So you get, you know, guys with 4-foot-long sniper rifles and cloaks.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
I like that.
I think it
is. Yeah, I do too. I dig it. What else do we have in the news? Oh, this week in Minecraft news.
Mm.
We haven't had one of those in a long time.
No.
We did one last week.
Did we do one last week?
I'm pretty sure there was Minecraft news last
week. There
probably
was.
Was there?
I don't know.
I kind of just... tune out when you...
when someone says Minecraft.
Oh, well, you might want to take a nap there. let's turn off his microphone. There's some Skyrim-themed DLC hitting Minecraft for the 360. It's called Minecraft Skyrim Edition. It's official. It's not like a...
Yeah, Bethesda worked on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of skins, 3 locations, so Whiterun, I can't remember the other ones.
Bleak Falls Barrow or whatever,
the
first dungeon you find.
Right.
That's in there. I saw pictures of like that stone archway, collapsing archway and stuff.
Yep.
It looks cool.
It does look cool. It's $4. So if you're a Skyrim and a Minecraft fan, I mean, it's $4, right? What's that? Bag of chips in a bar. You know? No, I heard... I saw somebody online complaining about the price. I was like, man, it's a bag of chips in a bar.
It's 2 coffees.
Yeah. Like, come on, right?
Yeah.
If you're into it, pick it up.
If that's what you're into.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm into Skyrim
and I'm into Minecraft, clearly. I started playing Pocket Edition again, like last night. I was up pretty late.
I watched a little bit of Minecraft on Xbox earlier while you and my daughter were playing, and it kind of looked kind of fun.
I couldn't believe you even said that at one point. I was like, man.
I was kind of impressed.
I was pretty happy. Oh, look, our producer's
playing Minecraft
well.
Pocket Edition right now.
It's just everywhere, man. You can't escape it.
He doesn't even pay attention to the show. He just sits here and plays his fucking cell phone games.
Yeah, builds things in Minecraft like Millennium Falcons and...
In related Kevin Woolridge news...
What?
Adventure Time creator Pendleton Ward has joined Jennifer Hale and Jack Black as a voice actor for Double Fine's Kickstarter darling, Broken Age. Jennifer Hale is getting voice acting work.
Wow. That's news.
What is she from here?
She is.
What is this Double Fine game? I don't know anything about it.
This is Double Fine Adventure.
The big Kickstarter darling, the one that started the whole Kickstarter
Right. Yeah, it was so long ago. It feels like ages ago.
It was almost a year ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe they're actually having voice acting in it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, why not? I love Double Fine.
Does Pendleton Ward actually voice any of the characters in Adventure Time?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does.
Oh, okay. He's probably like the main guy.
He might be, actually. He might be Finn. I don't know. I should pay more attention to it.
You really should.
I'm going to take that as a sponsorship.
Don't eat those.
In the Herp Derp department, our Ass Hat of the Week award.
Herp Derp Derp
Derp. Microsoft broski Phil Spencer. Known for wearing trendy video game shirts under corduroy blazers.
I wore a video game shirt under a corduroy blazer when I was on TV.
Has announced that the Xbox One is going to sell out.
He's announced it.
Even without Titanfall at launch.
How does he know? Pre-orders?
Dude, it's a new video game console launch. That isn't a Nintendo console.
Yeah.
How do you think it's going to perform, really?
I think it's going to tank. You heard it here first, folks. No, I'm kidding around. Of course it's going to do well. My God.
There you have analyst Kevin Moore.
I'm here for my expertise in the industry, which is why I always have a lot to say when you guys are talking about people who make video games.
Michael Pachter's listening to this right now. This guy's a genius.
Anyway,
I'm
Phil,
the everyman. That's why I'm here.
Phil, your hot new video game console is going to sell out.
Really?
It could be launching with Kinect Sports, and it would still sell out. The fact that it's launching with a new Call of Duty title has nothing whatsoever to do with how well it's going to sell.
I wish I could buy a new system. That'd be fun.
I want to buy a new system.
I know, but you need winter tires.
I want to buy two new systems.
You're crazy.
I also need rack and pinion steering done again. My car's getting...
See, I don't have a car. I don't have to worry about that. You Metrobus know? Handles the tire change for me.
There you go.
Why aren't you buying two new video game consoles?
Because I don't work.
Metrobus is expensive.
Aren't you working right now, bitch?
No, it's a profit share, man. I might get like $100 in another month.
Oh, okay. carry on my way.
Life of an artist, folks.
They're going to buy him a Coke on opening night.
If you're going to school, make sure you do fine arts. Everything will be set for you. Okay. what else do we have here? What other news is happening that I'm interested in?
I had lots to choose from. We don't even have to do all of it.
No, we don't really, do we?
No.
Oh, okay. Here's a fun thing. Soul Calibur 2 HD on Xbox Live and PSN on November 20th. Still widely regarded by many as the best game in the series.
And one of the finest fighting games of all time,
most
actually.
Definitely. We played so much of that.
We did.
We also know that two console bonus characters from the last gen will appear, with Spawn and Heihachi both included. Oh, right, Spawn.
Yeah, no Link, though.
Oh.
Because Link was only in the GameCube version.
Right.
I think he's still going to have that stupid guy with the glowy green thing.
Necrid or whatever.
Yeah, the one Todd McFarlane designed.
Probably.
That's cool.
Spawn is still in there, so probably.
Yeah.
But Soul Calibur 2 was an awesome game.
It was a great game. I'd pick it up just to have it.
I think I like 3 a little more, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't remember 3.
3 was pretty awesome.
I very much enjoyed 3.
Mm.
3 was on at the really cool burning ship stage.
Yeah.
Which one introduced the girl with the flag and the pike as her weapon?
I think that was 3.
I can't remember if it was 3 or 4. It was the last good character design that
Team Soul did. Pretty sure it
was
3. Pretty sure she came in 3. 5 was awesome.
Yeah?
5 was really good.
But not the one with Darth Vader. That wasn't good.
That was 4.
And Yoda.
God of War Ascension director Todd Pappy. Am I pronouncing that right? Pappy? That's a great last name.
Pappy. I'd just love to introduce myself. Hello, I'm Mr. Pappy.
We got trouble. Pappy's up in the graphics department, lost his mind. Todd Pappy has left Sony Santa Monica, holding true to the one game in your out plague that has affected the God of War series since day one. What the hell is going on at Sony Santa Monica?
That's a good question.
Corey Barlog came back in, man. The two of them are feuding.
This is the old Barlog-Pappy feud.
Pappy went...
And obviously Barlog had the cooler last name, so Pappy had to go.
No, Pappy was sitting at his desk one night, and Rock went through the window with a note tied to it, you know, from Corey. You got a fight coming tonight.
Maybe Pappy's smoking crack. You heard it here first, folks.
Todd Pappy enjoys
Todd
a bowl.
Todd Pappy is smoking crack.
Todd Pappy enjoys a bowl.
Oh, my goodness.
We are terrible people.
Don't listen to anything that I say.
No, don't.
Especially not you, Todd Pappy.
All right. We'll finish it off with another controversial topic.
No, God.
Are you ready for this?
I'm not sure. What is it?
Yo, y'all ready for this? No, anyway. In Next Gen News, last Next Gen News for the week, I promise. It has been revealed...
We're not game trailers, man. We don't talk about Next Gen all the time.
It has been revealed that Sony's shiny new PlayStation 4 will lack the capability to stream MP3 or play audio CDs at launch.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Meanwhile, the Xbox One plays CDs just fine. Shuhei Yoshida responded pretty quickly on Twitter to the outcry. The end result, it's coming, folks, it's coming.
Because that's what I do with my new video game console.
Stream MP3s and play CDs?
Yeah, I sit down, I put on my Beverly Hills Cop 2 soundtrack and listen to I Want Your Sex. over and over and over again.
Well, you see, I use my PlayStation as a stereo as well. I use it for all of that stuff.
Dead musical formats.
Yeah.
It's an entertainment system for me, right? So I use it for all of that.
I will freely admit that I stream music on a very, very regular basis to my PlayStation 3. But, you know, I have access to my media server on my computer, which at launch we won't be able to do on PS4. However, right next to the PlayStation 4, or right below the PlayStation 4 on my entertainment center, will be, drum roll, a PlayStation 3! Wow!
So, if you want to play a song, you're going to turn off one, turn on another, go throughout. I want something that replaces everything. I want one thing underneath my TV.
What if you want to play a PlayStation 3 game? What are you going to do?
Well, in that case, I'd turn on my PlayStation 3.
Yeah, and what's the difference in turning it on to play a PlayStation 3 game versus turning it on to use your media server?
If they're making a next-gen system that's supposed to be an entertainment kind of a thingamabobber.
It's a game machine.
Steve?
It's a game machine.
Kevin
plays games.
Kevin Woolridge
games.
Does not want to go to Burger King to buy his fries and McDonald's to buy his hamburger.
Exactly.
It plays games. It's a video game machine.
All right, let's take the Blu-ray player out of it.
Fine.
No more Blu-rays.
I got a PlayStation 3. Plays Blu-rays just fine.
Shut up. All right, I'm done.
In other news,
that was the last news.
Well, no, in other, what's the word I'm looking for? Other locked out features include something. External hard drives and
that
external
pisses me
memory.
Off.
Why?
I'm constantly using external hard drives on that.
For what?
Movies and music. I don't stream.
So why are you complaining about the ability to stream 2 minutes ago? Mr. Dobbin, remove this hypocrite.
I wasn't complaining about the ability to stream. Listen.
He's a very picky home.
You talked about Sonic for like 15 minutes, all right?
Kevin, you're playing Minecraft and you're digging straight down.
No, I understand. I understand.
You understand this,
I do
right?
understand exactly what you're saying. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I know you're being a contrarian douche.
No, I have my PlayStation 3. I still have that functionality.
Yeah.
The PlayStation 4 from the get-go has been a games machine.
Yeah.
It's been talked of as a games machine.
Yeah.
I'm not really concerned. It doesn't really bother me. It's the same as this whole, you know, the DRM thing with Xbox One and not being able to play used games and da-da-da-da-da. And then they came back and said, no, you'll be able to play games and you can trade in your games. It's just once you get rid of a game, that copy won't work on your system anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't really care. Do you remember the episode we did where we talked about all this stuff when it was announced and we were like, we actually think it's pretty cool. And then the entire internet exploded and said how shitty it was. And, you know, and we're like, okay, well, I guess it's shitty if everybody thinks it's shitty. But, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, when I get my shiny new video game console, I'm going to have a shiny new video game console.
Yeah.
Are you getting rid of your PS3 when you get your PS4?
No, because God only knows when I'm going to be able to get a PS4.
Exactly.
What
are you, John Mercer in 1990? You got to get rid of your old system and you buy the new one.
But when I get that PS4... I would really love to be able to do what I'm doing with my PS3 on that PS4.
And that's understandable. That is
it's a new system. Yeah. I should be able to.
That is understandable. It's kind of a situation where, you know, and the backwards compatibility thing is another thing, you know.
Yeah, but that doesn't concern me.
It doesn't concern you. It concerns a lot of people. A lot of people were pissy about when they took it out of the PlayStation 3. And, you know, Sony came out and said, or it wasn't even Sony, it was an independent study, came out and said, okay, 80-something percent of everyone who owns a PlayStation 3 makes no use whatsoever of the backwards compatibility. Okay. And even less than that on Xbox 360.
Yeah.
How do you know that? PlayStation is spying on us.
But, you know, like it's like that. You gave it to us, and then you take it away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you take away functions, people tend to...
Yeah.
See what happens when we take away the puppy.
you don't want to take away the puppy. No.
No, nobody...
I know the commercial you're referring to.
No, I'm not talking about a commercial. I mean, you guys... God. You guys went crazy a couple weeks ago when somebody referenced Ghostbusters. I do Ghostbusters too, and nobody respects me.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
My producer knows.
Oh, my God. That's Egon. Yeah.
Yeah, see what happens when we take away the puppy. I mean, it's a situation where the outcry was heard, Yoshida came out, and he basically said, you know, we really appreciate that a lot more people than we thought were using the media server, et cetera. So, you know what? Okay, fine. We'll bring it back.
So, they're going to patch that back in. Are they going to patch in being able to use external hard drives?
I don't think so.
Are there going to be any USB ports on this machine?
Oh, there are USB ports on it.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's two on the back.
Right.
Or maybe it's two on the back, two on the front, something. But they are there.
Right.
They are, there are USB
ports. I guess for your controller.
Charging it up.
But that'll be it.
Yeah. And, I mean, in truth, do we really need it?
Yeah.
I don't think we do.
Well, I liked using it.
I never use it on mine.
Right now, I've got two sticks plugged into my PS3 right now.
Why
with stuff
you just
on them.
Stream from media server?
Because it doesn't always work for me correctly. Because
he doesn't want pornography floating through the air like that.
It doesn't always work correctly for me, the streaming.
Oh, okay. Strange. Yeah. Yeah, I've never had any issues.
Yeah, well, so maybe some people like me are out there.
Mm-hmm. I don't say you're I don't say
yeah,
not.
There you go. Our studio audience is like it.
John likes memory sticks as well?
Yeah. It's convenient. I loaded up with a bunch of stuff.
External hard drive that I use.
Yeah. Oh. I used to have a really big one there, and all, like, it was kind of like having, you know, a PC in your living room, that kind of, what do they call those? XMB whatever's?
But let me ask you, Kevin, how do you get the movies and stuff on your external hard drive?
Oh, I take them from my computer and put them on the external hard drive.
Which you could do through PS3 Media Server.
It doesn't always work correctly for me. Okay, let's just move on, guys.
Yeah, we're going to stop. Yeah. Oh, no, I fully understand and I fully sympathize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the way that is with me. I mean, I still want to buy it, you know,
yeah,
eventually.
Yeah, I fully understand. Sometime. I do.
Okay. I think there are other people. I've read a lot of comments online about people saying, oh, nobody uses those, nobody uses those. And I'm like sitting there going, I do. And if I do, maybe somebody else does.
I can't be in the minority.
That's right.
Well, I'm one of the 8% or 12% or whatever who uses the backwards compatibility, so.
Yeah.
You know?
I did before I got the new PlayStation, because I remember playing the old God of War games, because I bought them and played them.
Yeah. God, speaking about playing things, Steve, did you play anything this week?
I did.
Come sega away. Come sega away. Come sega away with me, light. Sticks, man.
Oh, my.
You're going to do news, I'm going to do sticks.
All right. Hey, did you hear me complain?
No, I saw your face, though.
You saw me sigh, or yep. audible sigh.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. I did break out Beyond Two Souls.
Is this the Ellen Page simulator or the other one?
Ellen Page. This is the Ellen Page simulator.
Okay.
Press X to be precocious.
Ellen Page is not precocious. She's too depressing to be precocious.
She used to be precocious.
Okay. Oh yeah, press X to use hamburger phone. I forgot about Juno. Thanks for digging that up again, John.
My wife owns a hamburger phone.
Oh, God damn.
I don't a hamburger phone.
Oh, like, Elizabeth, the cord is too... The only place we have a phone jack is down next to the TV. It's like the cord is too short to go anywhere. I like the hamburger phone, John.
You should get another cord. Get them at a dollar store, long one. Plug it into the hamburger phone.
I can't hear you very clearly. I'm talking to you on my hamburger phone. That's not ironic and hipsterish at all.
No wonder Kevin supports it.
I just like hamburgers.
Anyway,
else
Beyond Two Souls, David Cage, Quantic Dream, you know, French developer, responsible for some pretty cool games. Heavy Rain, which I thought was fantastic.
David Gage.
I don't fucking know. Man.
I don't know how it's pronounced either.
I think it's Gage.
It's just David Gage does not sound like a French name.
No, I think it is David Gage. But, Beyond Two Souls, so far, I'm not really, really, really far into it. I've sat down this morning, I turned it on. 2.5 hours passed in the blink of an eye, and I thought, man, this is a pretty goddamn intense game. I'm very happy with it.
Oh, good.
I am incredibly happy with it, actually, so far.
Great.
It is an evolution beyond Heavy Rain. Controls are a lot better than Heavy Rain. Graphics are absolutely beautiful. And so far, the story has been really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of intensity, you know, like that opening sequence where in Heavy Rain where you lose the kid in the mall and stuff like that. Like, it feels a lot more amped up like that. There's actually a scene in it where... Not to spoil anything, but the way the game opens up, it basically opens up with her present day, you know, like, all caught up on the action kind of thing, and then it's an extended flashback.
Oh, okay.
And one of the flashback sequences I played through was her as a teenager. She's about probably 14, 15, and she's at a birthday party.
Yeah, that part
with a bunch of other teenagers.
Amazing.
It was incredible. It was absolutely incredible, and intense is not the word.
Hmm.
They don't play Spin the Bottle, but some dude gets up and dances with her and, you know, kind of starts making out with her a little bit and all this kind of stuff. And then
all the shit that freaked you out about The Exorcist, you get to do that.
Yeah, you know, like, it kind of, they kind of turn on her and it becomes this kind of really, really uncomfortable bullying scene.
I'm kind of into it.
It was intense. It was very intense.
Kevin loves 14-year-old girls.
Have you met Willem Dafoe yet?
Yes.
How many Google flops of processing power had to go in to render his face?
It's pretty deadly, actually. Yeah. It's done really well, I gotta say. And the whole CIA training sequence, like the 2 years CIA training, was awesome. Was absolutely cool. And the way it plays, it feels like you're playing an action game, you know, with all like the cover mechanics and that kind of stuff. But the control scheme is more like Heavy Rain, so it's a bit more guided.
Okay.
And it feels really good.
It's also helpful that she doesn't move as slowly as the guy did in Heavy Rain.
No, controls have been definitely tightened up a lot. But the way it goes back and forth between the different eras, you know, like 1 minute you're playing as her as an adult, and then you're playing as her as a teenager, and then as a six-year-old girl, and as
a hobo vagrant.
Yeah, it kind of keeps going back and forth, and it's really, really well put together so far. Like, it's been fantastic so far.
Great.
The story's really good, too, man. It's like a good episode of The X-Files.
Yeah, and I'm really getting an X-Files vibe from it, actually.
Cool. I'm into that.
I'm immensely satisfied.
I'm hoping nice. She turns out to be the robot from Project Cora, was it called?
Oh, Kara.
Kara.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's going to happen
anyway. I know.
But
that makes me sad.
I got to say, too, like, after playing a lot of it and stuff, I'm sad that it came out when it did.
Yeah.
I think it should have came out a year ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they technically could have done it a year ago, but the reviews, the response to the game has been kind of cold, and again, I think it's similar to what happened to us with Arkham City, or Arkham Origins, sorry. It's just, you know, people are so excited and so hyped over next gen. It's a better game than Heavy Rain was.
Right.
It's definitely, bar none, a better game than Heavy Rain was, and Heavy Rain's one of the best games of this generation. This is better. But the reception to it was cold. And I think it's just because people now are all so next-gen hyped.
Right.
I think if the game had come out a year ago, I think people would have been a lot more receptive to it. And the fact that Heavy Rain was so acclaimed, and everybody loved the game universally, you know, they were willing to forgive the warts and stuff, you know, like the game had some low-res textures. The game did have control issues, but everybody forgave them.
And also the weirdness with the mouth, because it was, like, motion-captured in French, so
yeah, the mouth, the lip-sync wasn't perfect, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it was far from perfect.
Yeah, but Beyond is incredible. Beyond is absolutely incredible. I honestly think it's probably one of the nicest looking games on the system.
Cool.
And I'm a little sad that it got the reception it did.
Right. I'll check it out.
I highly recommend it. I think it's a fantastic game. And if you liked Heavy Rain, you will love this game.
Right. Great. Cool.
What if you liked Asura's Wrath?
Then there's no hope for you. I kind of like the Asura's Wrath.
Yeah, I think I see that on your shelf.
You do. It's not open, but I do own it.
Cool. I didn't play much of anything. I'm just still playing Hearthstone.
How's that going?
Oh, my God. Pretty awesome, actually. Yeah. So the other day, I had a really weird bug. The other day, I was playing the arena. Arena is 150 gold now. I thought it used to be 100 gold. It looks like they've upped it. Anyway, so I'm playing it. I'm getting my ass kicked as per usual. You can only have 3 losses before you're out of it, right? And I got my 2 losses, and then I'm playing, and then I get disconnected from the server. And I'm like, oh, crap, I guess that's going to be a defeat, because normally if you're disconnected, it's a concede, right? I log back in, hoping to at least get a couple of my rewards for playing. But then when I go back in, I'm playing another game. I'm like, oh, I guess I get to play again. Good, okay. And then I win, I kick this guy's butt, and I'm like, sweet, I'm still in. And then they prompt me to use my key to unlock my reward as if I'm out of the arena. So basically, they tallied those 3 losses of being losses, but I still got to play an extra game.
I'd say there's probably server issues.
Yeah, oh yeah, really weird.
So when you got kicked out, it probably wasn't that you got kicked out, it probably the server crashed.
Yeah. That makes more sense.
So I'd say everybody got kicked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then when I got my pack of cards for, you know, doing whatever, I ended up with a couple of really wicked cards.
Cool.
I was like, sweet. Yeah, I'm really, really digging it. I just want an iOS version now.
I did play one other game this week.
Yeah.
Retro Time.
Retro Time?
Retro Time. Let's go back to retro for a second here.
What's Retro Time?
After seeing the trailer earlier this week for the Heavenly Sword animated film.
Oh, yeah.
I went back, I dug out my copy of Heavenly Sword and fired it up.
Nice.
And started a new game. That game is still absolutely freaking brilliant.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That is still an amazing, brilliant game. And they've patched it.
Oh, yeah?
There's actually, I don't know how old the patch is, but there was a new patch. The lip sync, like the issues with voice lagging behind lip sync.
Right.
Back in the day, fixed completely.
Wow.
Like, unbelievably well done.
Are there traps now?
I'm not sure.
Because there never were traps with Heavenly
I'm not
Sword.
Sure. I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Now, there could have been. I just didn't notice.
Right.
But, yeah, it has been patched up a little. And, I mean, man, it still looks absolutely great.
Hmm.
It's still a nice-looking game, and it still plays so fluidly.
Yeah.
I'm really glad I went back and revisited it, you know?
I hope we get a sequel. Hope we get a next-gen sequel.
There's talk. There's been talk. When Sony posted up these three trailers last week, I don't know if anybody's seen them on our page or not, but I put links to two of them. There were three trailers, one narrated by Noriko, who's the main character in the game, one narrated by Lord Shen, who is her dad/mentor, and one narrated by the villain, King Bohan, who in the movie is not voiced by Andy Serkis.
No, very sad.
It's Alfred Molina, though.
Oh, it's still great, yeah.
Yeah, and he does a pretty good job, but they've changed the character. He's not as wacky as he was in the game. He's a bit more straight-laced, because in the game he was fucking off the chain.
Yes, because Andy Serkis, man, motion gap or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And, I went back, I started playing the game, of course, because of the trailers. I just, you know, my excitement for Heavenly Sword, was rekindled, so I went back and fired it in. And man, I can't get over how enjoyable that game still is.
Mm-hmm.
Such a great little game. And it's the game that originally sold me my PlayStation 3. Yeah. I still remember getting the PlayStation 3 in at work and setting up our rental unit at the store and firing up the demo for Heavenly Sword and seeing the sequence where she runs down the rope.
Yeah, that was cool.
And, like, jumps back and forth, and you land on this big stone column and fight a bunch of guys, and it was just like, man, this looks insane! I gotta get one of these machines!
Mm.
And I think it was, like, later that week, myself and Mercer both got our machines.
Nice.
Yeah, I called him ready, so I said, guess what I have in my hands right now? The same thing I have in mine! Thunder-stealing son of a bitch!
You get yours at EB in the Village, I got mine at EB in the Pearl.
Yeah.
At the same time.
I got mine 3 years later.
We had the problem, though, because I had to... you remember we tried to get mine set up, and it wasn't working, and I had to go back to EB in the Village, and there was one left in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because their back room is so tiny, they used to have stacked stuff in the back. So there you go, guys. Your brand new video game console stacked next to this shitter.
That was the old EB, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the new one doesn't even have a shitter.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it was,
wait till your break.
There you go.
Heavenly Sword, that was the game that was one of the first two PlayStation 3 games I bought.
Nice.
It was that and Folklore.
Still remember watching on Heavenly Sword's website all
the animated
and the developmental videos and everything, and was just completely sold on, especially when I saw, I forget the actor's name, that whack job who plays Flying Fox. Stephen Burkoff.
Yeah, the movie, they've got different characters. There's different people playing Kai. There's, Bohan's been recast as well.
Is it still Anna Torv as Naruko?
Anna Torv is still Naruko, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's June of next year it comes out.
Cool.
I hope they still got the stuff with her. I love the in between each chapter when she's talking right to the camera.
Yeah.
She's talking to the sword.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like
I know they've added another character to the movie.
That's the one Thomas Jane plays, isn't
it? Yeah, Loki, I think his name is, and what he is basically he's the actual chosen one. He's the actual, like, the person who was chosen to wield the Heavenly Sword.
Right, right.
I don't know if I like that.
I'm cool with it.
No, I always like the idea in the story that she was the prophecy. It's just they didn't realize because she was a woman.
Which was kind of cool.
Because, you know, what she finds out during the fight with Whiptail was her name, the snake woman?
Yeah.
And completely loses her shit, but not in the way they anticipated. She thought she was going to turn around and kill her father, and instead she turns around and kills Whiptail.
Yeah, yeah. And she goes absolutely mad, savage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that was such a great
game. And I got in so much trouble, and I woke up my wife that night.
Yeah, that was a phenomenal game. And, I mean, we talked about it in Blast Processing in the past. Still one of the absolute greatest video game endings ever.
Definitely.
Amazing ending.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it for me. That's all I got.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anything else?
No, it's Jeff? Pretty
Nothing
good.
Nothing for me. Yeah.
No?
No.
That's it?
I need to have scotch now. I was talking about Sonic.
Need to have some cheap whiskey or something.
Yeah. No cheap whiskey for me. I'm a classy gentleman.
Oh, Glenfiddich all the way.
What did I say earlier? There's a review system for games this bad. The worse they are, the further aged your scotch is. Sonic's at least an 18. We might be talking about a 24.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's harsh.
Yeah.
So,
no Irish whiskey in my house.
That's it for another fun-filled and wonderful episode of Blast Processing, I suppose.
It is. And now, by the time we do another one of these, are we going to have a new system out? Maybe. Depends.
If not, we'll be right on the cusp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting, man. We live in wonderful times.
Maybe you live in interesting times, as the Chinese proverb or whatever it says, or is it Irish?
I don't know, man.
It's ancient Klingon.
Ancient Klingon. Well,
kapla.
Oh.
Come on now. Come on. You got to expect that from
me. You got to flush after making that sound, don't you?
Oh. Terrible.
So, we got any plugs? You know, where can you find Blast Processing?
Blast Processing can be found online at www.blast-processing.com or at dvdverdict.com or dvdverdictpresents.com. So our bases are well covered. We're also on iTunes. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/blastprocessing.
We're in the Twitter sphere.
We're on the tweets. You can follow us on Twitter at bprocessing.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, if you've been listening to this, we are Blast Processing. You are the Resistance.